my friend. How are you? I hope you're having a great time and you're in a beautiful place, whether geographically, metaphorically, emotionally. Like, I'm feeling great right now, but I've had some days and hours that weren't fantastic. And I'm surrounded by parachitas or passion fruits right now. I am filming a squirrel, one of my favorite squirrels of my yard, eat bananas, as well as the birds eating their brown rice and bananas. The bluebirds like the bananas. Anyway, looking at butterflies and just feeling this peace and calm. And I'm like, okay, this might be the greatest moment to be talking about nature and how your natural body will always give you the signs of your symptoms. So when we learn to listen to our body, everything changes. And I'm going to give you some tips, basically to listen to your body before listening to anyone else. And I'll tell you why. I'll give you an example. Well, I felt something in my body that was really weird. And I'm like, what is going on here? And everybody I told, including my friends and my mom and some family members, they were like, oh, you know. And then I did what I did. I went to the medical system and I had a bunch of misdiagnoses and mistreatments and everything. And I don't want to do that anymore because that was the past. Okay. More recently, yes, I did tell a friend and my mom, and they're both like, you got to go to the doctor. And I'm like, nope, first I'm going to be my own doctor. Okay. And you don't have to believe me and you don't have to do what I'm doing, but it works and it gives me so much peace and results. So in just a few days, I'm already recovering from something that is very personal and private, and it's only for women to understand maybe. So if you're a man, maybe pass this on to one of your girlfriends, or I mean, I don't know if you have many girlfriends because I like monogamy, but I mean friends that are girls is what I mean, or your significant other or your wife or sister or daughter, depending if she's an adult. Anyway, this can happen because basically it seems, according to my research, and that would be the second part, okay? But yeah, I'm feeling what I'm feeling and I'm listening and my body's telling me, hey, you've got to have more boundaries. Hey, you've got to allow this to be in your life now. You've got to give yourself permission. And so I'm listening to my body's wisdom. There's nothing wiser than your own body, I consider, not only because of what I've told you about microbiota nutrition that actually feeds on fibers, you know, for our probiotics, our natural ones, to be thriving and multiplying and beautifully protecting us from anything that's not health, basically. So it's amazing to know that our second brain is in our gut. And I believe in following your instincts and trusting your gut. And that's what I'm doing right now. And so if I had gone to the doctor immediately, they would have said, okay, surgery, let's go. Immediate. It has to be urgent. It's like emergency surgery, that kind of thing. And I've been through that so many years of my life that I don't want to go through that anymore. It's like I want a natural approach first and foremost. And yes, of course, when there's an accident, like I had some years ago, yes, you do need a traumatologist. And I love doctors for that for the most part. And yes, if it's an emergency, of course, we want doctors to help us. But unfortunately, when it comes to just health of our bodies, I don't think medicine is the right way. I don't think it's the path, even though most practitioners, I mean, holistic health doctors and nutritionists that are holistic like me, we're not as promoted on the internet, okay? In fact, we are very much censored when we say, hey, you can heal your own life. You can heal your own body, like Louise Hay in her book that I've been reviewing, as well as now Christine Kent with her idea on prolapse. Because listen, I've done all the exercises. I'm the abs coach, and I'm here to tell you that I don't have all the answers and that I may be wrong about some postures that were taught to us, that I've taught you, you know, from Pilates, from standing up straight. What is standing up straight? The idea of standing up straight is not for us women, okay? We need to stand up with our natural curvature, our natural lumbar Curves, yes. And it's like, what? Yeah, so basically everything that we've been told is not wise. Our body knows better. So my body created something that I will tell you later when I totally fix it, but it's almost there. It's like I'm relieved. I don't have any pain, really. I don't have anything that's bothering me very much anymore. It just happened in the moment. I was super stressed. I had like a panic attack when I felt something, and it's like, what is going on? And now, after reviewing everything, remember, I'm a biologist, so, you know, I have that knowledge as well as in holistic nutrition. And so when it comes to nutrition, it's not, so related in this case as it had been with other issues that I'll tell you about later, and of my students and people that trust me to give them advice. It's like, it's, we have the capacity, we have the body wisdom to heal from anything. And that's really the point that I want to make here. It's like, listen to your body. My body knows best. My body's telling me this is something that you could fix by yourself. And the worst thing that can happen is that I take longer than expected. Instead of taking a few days, I might take a few weeks. Because now that I remember, I had already fixed it. This had happened about 2 months ago, something similar to this. And I'll just give you, let's say, an idea, okay? I'm going to talk like in the way that you might understand. But basically, it's like whatever's happening with you, don't just go rush into the hospital and make it an emergency, because I've seen the medications, the treatments, the surgeries basically killing people. And when it comes to something that I have that is hard for me to tell you right now, but it's something that makes no sense, because I've done not only the great postures, but I've done the Kegels all my life. So now you might know what I'm talking about. I had like a prolapse. Oh my God, it's kind of embarrassing, and it's not very pretty to think about, but it's basically, yeah, not a neurological, not a gynecological issue. It's an orthopedic issue, as Christine Kent says, and she's right. And so I'm going through all her information and understanding that even our anatomy teachings are wrong. So what I was taught as anatomy, not only in biology, but also in my certifications in so many fitness modalities, okay, yoga, Pilates, and all that. I mean, even the hip is not placed the way we thought. So it's like, oh my God, we got to relearn everything. And so now you see me walking around with this new curve. It seems like I'm sticking out my butt and basically arching more. But that's the way it's supposed to be for us women, you know, not sticking our hips under. So, oh my God, it's such a, wow, it has been so painful, but it's like a huge relief knowing that I can fix my own problem just by not doing Kegels anymore. They don't work. They're an illusion, as Christine would say. And by the way, she's endorsed by many amazing professionals as well, like another Christine that wrote How to Get Rid of Those Emotional Vampires. Oh my gosh, I got to remember her last name. She's amazing. And she talks about what's going on in the world that supposedly stopped, but then they're going to throw out another one. You know, in order not to be censored by Spotify or by Apple, by any platform, I can't tell you all the details right now, but basically it has been an artificial surge of, hey, there's something wrong with you. There's something wrong with the environment. Now we got to inject this and that. Okay. And I think you know what I'm talking about. So do not just let somebody inject junk into your body. And I'm telling you from the heart that it may be painful for a few minutes, but then it's like, oh my God, you can keep your whole body. In fact, I'm talking about the whole woman situation, the whole woman website that Christine Kent created. It's about really trusting yourself, trusting God. And right now that I'm in nature and seeing this beauty of passion fruit, wow, the fruits, the flowers are almost gone. And, you know, just being in nature makes me feel so happy, so relaxed, so in tune with my body as well. It's like, oh my God, I'm so lucky that I can be here. You know, I do a lot of grounding as well. So even though right now I'm actually lying down and sunbathing, which is something that I recommend, as well as sun gazing. It's like the sun is our source of of power, of energy. And, you know, psychopaths who want to, I don't know, get rid of the sun or do something crazy or tell us not to be in the sun. I mean, it's complicated. So anyway, I wanted to speak from the heart about understanding that Kegels don't work, and what I have, let's say a prolapse, which is crazy because it's like I shouldn't have one considering all the exercises that I've done, but I did get one, okay? I did get it, and I already told you basically, okay, what I got, and not from the uterus, but from my, oh my God, it's called a cystocele, and an erythrocystocele. I already have my diagnoses, and yes, I will probably get an MRI, even though I don't like radiation at all. But some kind of proof that I did have it and I did correct it just by changing my posture, which is why we call this an orthopedic problem and not gynecological. And we can avoid so many painful surgeries that, by the way, don't work. I mean, I know so many that have gotten all these surgeries and they still have the problem or they have it worse. And then they go from surgery to surgery to surgery. It's just madness. It doesn't make any sense, you guys. So even though it may seem like I'm crazy, I'm actually going with the least crazy option. I'm going with the option that makes most sense to me and that feels good to me. And that, you know, I'm going to be fine. I'm going to be recovering and shouting this out from the rooftops, basically, because I didn't know I was going to have the courage, but I did, to even say what I got and that we have to correct. And I want to make many videos showing you the great postures. Like right now, I'm like in a balasana or child's pose, basically like sticking my butt out like that. And that's a relief for my condition right now because of things that I'll tell you more about, but it's like, it's more natural, okay, than sitting in the regular couches and cushy positions that really don't work to keep our organs in place, which is interesting. So pelvic organ prolapse can be reversed when we sit right, when we stand right, when we become our natural women selves, in the case of us women, okay? But I am a woman that loves being a woman, and I am just like, what? You know, so amazed at the process in which we can actually correct our own thoughts. And I know lots of people, or maybe most people, won't believe me when I show them, won't believe them when I tell them. But, you know, the miracles that we can create with our bodies know best. It's like an infinite intelligence that we have within. And yes, our third eye as well. I'm always talking about the epiphysis and how we can really decalcify it by not consuming fluoride, okay? Which is another thing. And I got my tooth fixed, but I don't want any more fluoride in my body ever. So now I'm using pink salt without any fluoride, because the white one that I was buying had fluoride. So they're going to put fluoride in everything. And they're going to basically try to intoxicate us, etc. So, yeah, you know, I like to be really positive. So I'm telling you some negative things just for you to know that there's always solutions and there's always things we can do when we follow our instincts and our third eye and our gut. And our gut, it's like everything is better when we listen to our gut and when we feed our gut right with prebiotic fibers, okay? So I'm really happy that I'm feeling good, and I'm going to feel better now that I went through a lot of stress, and now I'm like taking some days off and just more relaxing days and being able to teach what I'm learning and also apologize, because what we did say, you know, even when I used to teach about the pyramids and eat this and not that, and, you know, I would tell people exactly what I was taught from the institutions, from the universities. And unfortunately, I'm wrong. I was wrong. And I have apologized here on this podcast when it comes to nutrition. And now we know better. We don't need any dairy at all. We don't need any meats at all. And I could go on. So basically, the plant-based diet, you can start once, like I say, you know, eat and drink mostly plant-based towards vegan. You can do this once a week even to start, like let's say Meatless Monday, and you practice that week after week. That's the idea. And yeah, when it comes to exercise, like move around more. But now it's like move around with the right postures. You women, don't try to be like a man. We were taught wrong about how to stand. We're going to stand differently now with our natural spinal curvature. It feels really good to wow, even to realize it's like I didn't know. And that's why I was so easily teaching it to you. It's like I would have my abs in all the time, even while sleeping. It's like now I am reversing. Imagine that. I don't know how long that's going to take. Maybe more than a few weeks to reverse decades of having this posture just to have my abs really tight. I don't know if my abs are going to be, I don't know, fluffy or how would you call it? It's like kind of not tight. How would you say that? nor weak. Of course, I'm going to have strong abs, but I'm definitely going to have my internal organs, my pelvic organs in place so that, yeah, so that everything is great. And yeah, makes me feel really good to recover my, I don't want to say this, but seriously, to recover the pleasure of just being a woman. And, you know, it comes with the territory, and my physical territory is temporarily, let's say I would call it like not feeling great, but I will get back into my usual self and very healthy self as always. And so I'm going to keep practicing this posture and these moves, and definitely stay positive. Focus on what you do have, and you have a body that it will tell you everything. So focus on what you do have. Let's be grateful. And when we are grateful, it's like, oh my God, I already have this. I'm not saying never go to the doctor, but don't just rush, because then they're going to rush you into an emergency procedure that will probably be worse than the condition you had. And, you know, Mother Nature knows best. Mother Nature will tell you what is good for you. And sometimes it'll tug at you and say, hey, what are you doing? You need more boundaries, in my case. And you got to be nicer to yourself and kinder to yourself. And this goes for everybody, not just women, okay? I'll tell you something from the heart. You taking care of yourself and you putting yourself first is not bad for anyone, not even your kids. Even if you have babies, it's like you're going to be a better parent when you actually make yourself priority and you actually take care of yourself in all the ways that I teach you, that are natural, that are easy, that are simple, that are practical. Okay, even shredding more carrots or making more sauerkraut. By the way, I made a lot of sauerkraut and I'm so happy. And in fact, I'm going to go eat some of that very soon with some olive oil. It's just so delicious, such a great salad, and all full of natural probiotics, which I teach you how. And so you can have 100 trillion bacteria that are good for you, like lactic acid bacteria or lab, instead of having bacteria that is not good for you. And that's where it's at, you know, as simple as that. We probably overcomplicated. And I know that everybody that's in the health and fitness field, let's say when it comes to health, everybody has a different theory. Some people think, oh, celery is the best. Another one says carrots are the best. I'll say papaya is the best. You know, I say, okay, let's make a sauerkraut with papaya and that will cure all your symptoms. Anyway, it's all about symptoms. And I think all of us have to be more humble. Even if we're promoting ourselves on social media and we want to be well known for our ideas, it's still a theory, because nobody knows it all, guys. Not even the anatomy charts are right. I mean, can you imagine that? We have been taught wrong. Kegels are not the solution to prolapse. Okay, not even if you go to these expensive clinics with expensive, that's another, like pessaries. Women, I was about to buy some of those. Those are not good, and they're actually toxic. I mean, not FDA approved materials, and you know, like the lubricants that they have are not healthy, you guys. So in any case, use coconut oil. All right, I could go on, and I do recommend coconut oil. So we have lots of new episodes coming up soon now that I'm getting better, and my intention is doing at least one weekly and maybe more, because I love being on with you and telling you all the stories and being super honest with you. And telling you that you have the power to heal yourself. You have the power to know what's going on in your body when you get quiet, when you get tranquil, when you are actually all alone with your body, even if it's scary for you at first. I think it's less scary than going into some cold room in a clinic and doing a bunch of procedures that are not natural nor effective, okay? As I told you, at least in this case in particular. And yeah, I honor all the people who are doing their job as they have been taught, but eventually we have to think for ourselves, you guys. And that goes for biologists like me, nutritionists like me as well, doctors, whoever's in this health and fitness field, we've got to say, hey, I was wrong about that. And I think a lot of doctors and cardiologists could apologize about what they said that did not work and that was not good. And all the protocols that they used, okay, you know what for? Those were wrong as well. And I hope that eventually most of them apologize. Or maybe am I hoping something that's never going to happen? But anyway, that's the definition of humility for me in that sense. It's like a person who thinks that they have all the answers is arrogant. Okay, we don't have all the answers, no matter how many PhDs you have. And I'm telling you, I'm a really good student and even better researcher. So I'm going to keep doing my research. I'm going to keep studying about this, and I will tell you way more. And I'll show you with the videos what we can do as women to avoid prolapse and definitely not Kegels. And definitely I will revise all my videos and see where I've told you, let's say, some of the things of posture. I think mostly I was telling you like navel to spine, by the way, now that I'm reviewing it. And navel to spine could be okay, except that it may... it may be forcing a posture that is unnatural in some moments and postures. So like in movements and, you know, like in my method, natural yoga Pilates, I love it because it's natural. It combines yoga and Pilates. Yet some of the moves I will revise because women can do it differently. And let's say last episode on planks, I think it's mostly correct because I just told you, hey, you are toning and you are strengthening, of course, your rectus abdominis, your internal external obliques, your multifidus, erector spinae, all that is great. But when we start tucking in our hips too much, that's where it doesn't make sense for us women, okay? That's where we go wrong. Or when we start kegling and doing all these pelvic floor, it seems like pelvic floor doesn't even exist. So it's like we've been talking lies. Okay, I don't know who needs to hear this, but I hope it's you, and I hope that you and I can connect. So if you're interested in more about my story, that's not very fun, but at the same time, it's very exciting to know that we can always correct, we can always course correct, and, you know, take a new stand and a new approach to everything. And definitely, if I were to summarize everything I've said, it's first of all, definitely listen to your body when you have any symptoms of any kind. Okay, number two, don't go to the doctor until you actually feel yourself. And then I know this goes against everybody's belief. I mean, yeah, it's like, okay, your blood pressure went up. You have to go to the doctor immediately. You see, I don't know. Maybe don't take it from me. But in my case, it works. It's like when I get relaxed and I don't rush into what everybody's telling me to do, I find the answers. And I told you I was able to help my dog go from leg paralysis to walking and jumping and doing all the things and being able to feed and to poop and to do all of his things. It's like, that's a miracle that he created it with his body wisdom, with his body intelligence. And I've been able to help a lot of people, and I want to help you too, okay? So yeah, listen to your body and let's be perseverant in our research for truth. So yeah, this would be my tips. And yes, this has been a very intuitive podcast because I did write some notes before, but I said, you know what, I'm just going to go do it from the heart. And I decided to just do it here next to the pool that is so beautiful and clearing up. It had a lot of algae, and I want to use the most natural methods ever. And that's another story, because sometimes you've got to use chemicals, even though you don't want to. But for the most part, we can do natural things with our bodies. And no, I haven't taken any medications at all. Thank God I don't have pain. You know, sometimes it bothers me a little bit, but it's bothering me less because I'm adopting the good postures. So, you know, take it or leave it. Whatever I've said, you can filter out whatever works for you. But mostly, I just want to remind you that you have the power to heal yourself, okay? Two, listen to your body. I said it in the different order, which is okay. And definitely do your research, okay? There's information out there. You just have to dig deep. Don't just trust Google. Go to DuckDuckGo and go beyond the first page and keep asking. Keep asking. Sometimes we might have to go look through actual books, okay? Because not everything is on the internet, which is something that somebody pointed out to me a long time ago. Monica, you think everything's on the internet? I said, yeah. And he was like, and I think he was right. Not everything is on the internet. You might have to go, like in my case, I'm going to go check, like Christine Kent spent so many years going through all the manuals, and she had terrible surgery that didn't work for her prolapse. I mean, gosh, Christine, I don't know you yet, but you're amazing and you're inspiring me. So, wow. Yeah, definitely do the research. There was this... there's a movie that I watched a long time ago. I don't know if to recommend it or not, but I think it's Lorenzo's Oil. And they were looking for a cure for this kid. And they went through libraries and all sorts of information that did not necessarily have a lot of technology at that time. And that's the thing that I consider we can do. And I do it. I do it. I believe that we must definitely trust our gut. And do more research, okay? So I don't know which order you want me, but those are my main ideas that I'm sharing with you from the heart, okay? So whichever order you want to take it in, okay? Because it works and because it makes you feel good, okay? When you actually listen to your body, when you do your research, and when you take it easy and relax. Because when we relax and we know all is well in my world, for instance, and do affirmations like that, it's like, oh my God, your whole world changes and you feel so good, so good. Okay, kisses and hugs, love and light. Thank you, thank you, thank you.